Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Patriots are looking to go 6-1 with a victory on the road against their AFC East rivals, the New York Jets. But it certainly won't be easy. Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly breaks down the keys to this matchup. It's time for 3 points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
The Patriots are coming off their biggest win of the season right here in Foxborough, but it's going to be a banged-up group that heads down I-95 to take on the Jets. First thing you have to look at against New York is certainly the turnovers. When New York protects the football and doesn't turn it over, they're generally competitive and have usually found a way to win. The problem is rookie Geno Smith can't stop turning the football over. That was the difference here in Week 2 in that Thursday night game. Three fourth quarter interceptions cost the Jets any chance of coming back to win. They lose 13-10. The Patriots defense has been excellent this season at taking the football away. They're going to have to find a way to do it in order to keep that going against New York. I mentioned the banged up nature of the Patriots, and that's been especially true on defense. Gerard Mayo's out for the season with that torn pec. This is going to put a lot of pressure on the run defense. We already are missing Vince Wilfork. Who knows about Tommy Kelly for this one? You're missing Mayo now. That run defense, we know New York wants to ground and pound. This is a big test. The last couple of weeks, they've given up some yards, but they've been able to get tough in the red zone. They're going to have to keep that going and keep the points down because New York wants to run the football. Offensively, the Patriots have done a great job being balanced in the last couple of weeks. I think it's going to be a little bit tougher to do that against New York, a very, very tough run defense, second in football. I think that's going to put some pressure on Tom Brady in that offensive line. They have to protect him a little bit better. Brady's gotten sacked 9 times in the last 2 weeks. That's not going to cut it against New York. They don't take it away. You can protect the football against this team, but you're going to have to be able to throw it in order to score. I really like the spot the Patriots are in coming into this game. I think the emotional wave they're going to ride after that last second win against New Orleans, I think it carries right into a big division tilt against the Jets. And frankly, I just don't think the Jets have enough offense to keep up. Even with all of the losses on defense, Gerard Mayo certainly going to be a loss inside of that defensive huddle. But to me, Geno Smith turns the ball over too much. The Patriots are too good at taking it away. I don't see him playing a clean game. I see the Patriots taking advantage, finding a way to get some offense from its defense, and they win 26-13. Going to stay right here in the division next week as Miami heads to Foxborough.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.